Hello, and a warm welcome to this week's edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today, I'm featuring the recordings of Lou Williams. One of the earliest tracks that I have taped by Lou Williams, In the Mood, from a cassette featuring the then relatively small Wurlitzer in Organstop Pizza, Mesa, Arizona, released in 1986. Lou, a native of Lafayette, Louisiana, studied music at Texas Christian University, where he gained a Bachelor of Music degree and Performer Certificate. He then went on to Geneva, Switzerland, to study at the Conservatory of Music, and upon returning to the USA, earned his Master's in Music. Lou joined Organstop Restaurants in 1979, playing on both the Phoenix and Mesa Wurlitzers. The first time I heard Lou Williams in the USA was during the 1986 American Theatre Organ Society convention in Los Angeles, although I had met and heard him play in the UK in the late 1970s. From that concert on the Moller in the Pasadena Civic Auditorium, here's a Frank Lesser and Louis Alter big band hit from 1941, Dolores. Lou left the organ stop appointment in 1987 and for a while tried his hand as a court reporter. Fortunately, he returned to his first love of music, rejoining the remaining organ stop in Mesa to play its greatly expanded pipe organ in 1995. Here's Lou with the Sousa March King Cotton from a CD released in 1996 featuring that expanded Wurlitzer. Thank you. In the 1990s, Lou Williams was in great demand for concerts, not only in the US but also in Europe and Australia. Unfortunately, there were no commercially released recordings of his world travels, but in 1996, the Alabama chapter of the American Theatre Organ Society released a CD of Lou playing the Wurlitzer in the Alabama Theatre, Birmingham. In my opinion, it contains some of his best tracks, including this delightful arrangement of Rodgers and Hart's You Took Advantage of Me. You Took Advantage of Me, from Rodgers and Hart's 1928 musical Present Arms. Back to Lou at Organstop in Mesa, where he has continued to entertain diners from 1995 through to the current day. By 2000, the Wurlitzer was even larger, a massive behemoth that only recently was slightly enlarged again with some rare stops. From Lou's Give My Regards to Broadway CD released in 2000, this is Albert von Tilser's and Jack Norwood's 1908 classic, Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Thank you. here's another item from Lou Williams' Rhapsody in Blue album, which was released in 1996. I've selected a track by Zez Comfrey, one of America's greatest composers of piano novelties, of which he composed over 100. One of his best known was published in 1921, Kitten on the Keys. Kitten on the Keys, Lou Williams and the organ stop Wurlitzer in Mesa. Although classically trained, to quote that overused term, Lou is a great fan of the big band era and delights in transcribing the hits of the 1940s onto theatre pipes. Going back to his album on the Alabama Wurlitzer, this is a Dick Jurgens hit, which was featured in the 1942 film Strictly in the Groove, Elmer's Tune. Thank you. Summer's tune, co-composed by Dick Jurgens and which became a number one Billboard hit for Glenn Miller in 1941. To close this half-hour programme of Theatre Pipe Recordings by Lou Williams, I have a track from his 2001 CD Fanfare, which again features the Wurlitzer in Mesa's organ stop. Composed by Leroy Anderson in 1954, and a favourite of brass bands around the globe, this is Bugler's Holiday. As I mentioned earlier, Lou continues to be one of the featured artists at Organstop, where he shares the playing duties with Charlie Balog. The Wurlitzer is played daily by Lou and Charlie, assisted from time to time by Donna Parker and Brett Valiant. If you've not experienced a pizza with Wurlitzer accompaniment, I can heartily recommend it. It's just nothing quite like the atmosphere. That's all for this week on my half-hour edition. Please do visit my website, hotpipes.eu, for more information about this genre of music and to listen to older shows at your leisure. For now, though, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.